When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Higher Priestess. I'm Persephone.
And I'm Erin.
And today we're talking about breakups, and I'm absolutely gutted because we've just got 10 minutes into this and I realised I didn't have my headphones in, so I'd kind of fucked up the whole situation. You could hear Erin talking over him. Oh, I'm an idiot. So we're starting all from the beginning.
The situation's a little tense right now. Tensions are running high with Seffy.
Honestly, I've got a guilty, guilty tummy.
No.
Like a little naughty child, and I feel really sad about it because it's like, oh, I've really just fucked up not putting the headphones in. And I only realised because Erin said,
I was talking to you guys and I said, you listening with your little headphones?
And I went, We have to start again. I haven't got the headphones in.
Horrifying.
I fucked everything. I'm so sorry.
Which we're going to get onto,
which is what we were discussing about breakups. So today, yeah, we're talking about breakups and we're here, we're restructuring your self-perceptions, Smart Girl Internet. I've said this before. You've seen the branding. You've seen our bio. You know what's going on here. I was shook by some of the stories. I was like,
truly,
I was ready to.
Before you start feeling ashamed, you are all honestly living one joint life.
Yeah, fully.
The shared experiences that are happening in our DMs right now.
It's insane.
Yeah, unlike anything I've ever seen.
And I can see mirrored within my, within my own life and some within people I know's life and things like that. Some of you are making very dumb decisions, but that's fine. We're here to help.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
I'm so disappointed in myself and you. So we're going to read them and we're going to call you out and we're going to call ourselves out. So I'm going to read out the results of the polls.
Take it away. I'm hanging on the edge of my seat as if I haven't just heard 10 minutes of them already.
The guilt has never been worse.
No, don't
like,
be
my dad has FaceTimed me during the first recording. Like, we've had a lot of stops and starts. All my fault.
No, it's
all
not my your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh, yeah, and I need to tell you about this hot gardener at some point. I've fallen in love.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, tell me about the hot gardener now. No, I want to hear it now. Quite a nice break.
Okay, we'll switch up the rhythm because we've already heard all these polls. So I messaged Erin the other day, yesterday, I think, saying, when we're next recording, remind me the words hot gardener.
And I didn't. I completely forgot.
I know, and I've only just remembered.
I literally took it in, hot gardener, and went whoosh, straight out of my mind, never to be thought of again.
Well, there's a hot gardener.
Hot gardener, fill us in.
So,
why are you looking around your room as if he's there?
No, I was like, who's at the door? So I live on a road where I would say there's an old woman that lives opposite me, kind of an elderly woman.
Okay.
Never seen any hot gardeners in her house before.
Right.
I think she's got her grandson or something doing her gardening.
Oh.
Yeah, it's hot. And he looks like Alex Pettifer.
Oh my God.
If you remember him.
It's weird because I was thinking of him the other day.
From Stormbreaker.
Well, I don't really know if that's where I knew him from. But I was thinking of him, bizarrely.
Well, he's outside my house. So I'm trying to make contact, but I don't know how to do it. I'm thinking...
Social distance contact.
If you guys have got any idea, I'm thinking, do I leave a note? Do I?
Maybe you should leave some weeds around for him to pick
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I'm thinking, how can I initiate sort of...
How do you entice a gardener? Weeds.
Totally. Weeds and seeds, I've heard. So I'm trying to initiate some quarantine romance. So I'm trying to, if you guys have got any ideas, hit me up. The hot gardener, the hot grandson gardener.
How often is he out and about gardening?
I would say all day, every day.
Wow. Is he there right now?
Is he there now? Should I look?
Yeah.
I'll look. No, he's not there. He's in direct eyeline of my bedroom, so it's a real kind of...
Oh, well, that's one way to entice him.
Taylor Swift in that music video where she holds up the...
Yeah, the boards. Paper. Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that sort of vibe is might go on. So, that's the Hot Garden news. If anyone's got any tips, I would love to hear them.
I'm obsessed.
Same, I'm kind of... Actually, I'm obsessed. But I'm thinking, do we read your heartbreaking questions now?
Yeah, yeah.
Move swiftly from Hot Gardener to your own heartbreak.
Yeah. Our hearts have been filled. Now tear them apart. Yeah.
Because that's what you want to hear if you're heartbroken. There's a Hot Gardener outside my house. So we asked very casually, first question, ever been heartbroken? We didn't say have you ever. We said, ever been heartbroken? Keeping it casual. And 82% of you said yes.
Hundreds of you.
A lot.
Right? Yeah.
Literally hundreds. I'm looking now. That's insane. We're all a heartbroken lot round here. We're moping through life. God. The second thing we asked you, we said, a relationship ending that was never official, is that not as bad or is that more painful? And 58% of you think that's more painful.
58% of you think a situationship ending is more tough on your heart than a relationship ending.
Very interesting.
Ah, you've heard it here first.
After a breakup, do you block them or do you stay friends?
God, please tell me. Please tell me what I want to hear.
Honestly, 63% of you block them, but that leaves 37% of you staying friends, which I have so many thoughts on because...
I mean, I find that hard to believe.
Define friend to me at this point, but we'll get onto it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that we were just discussing and we have many thoughts before I fucked up. And it's, we asked you, would you rather be the dumper or the dumpy? 77% of you say you'd rather dump them.
Yeah.
That leaving 23% of you saying you'd rather be dumped.
Still hundreds of you saying you'd rather be dumped.
Hundreds. Literally hundreds are lying to me and saying you'd rather be dumped.
Lying to our fucking face on our own fucking poll.
And I won't stand for it. So that's a very interesting stat and we'll get onto that.
Yeah.
Because either you're masochists or you're liars. And I think you're liars. So we'll move
on. That's the official diagnosis.
Yeah. The next thing we asked was, in the past, when I have been dumped, I either saw it coming or was shocked. And this was very split down the middle. It was a hung jury.
Mm.
So 55% of you saw it coming and 45% of you were shocked. Interesting.
I find that one really interesting.
I think that's interesting because is it about self-awareness or is it about... kind of
a mutual
it's really, or is it just like men's betrayal of women constantly? There's so much to unpack. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then we asked you about your worst breakup stories and how you get over a breakup, and you sent in some amazing stories and we're gonna get into them.
Crazy. So when I asked, do you think it's more painful for a situationship to end than something official ending? I thought, yeah, they're going to say that's more painful.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the poll first went live, everyone was like, no, it's not as painful, it's not as painful. And I was like, oh, shit, all right, fair enough. Like, I misread the room. But then my people came in and they said, yeah, it's way more painful. And I thought, okay, because I...
So you think a situationship ending is more painful?
I think people would say a situationship would be more painful.
Because of the lack of clarity.
Because there's a lack of clarity and because it's almost... Well, there's so much there, but I think a lot of it would be kind of the what if of, like, something's ending before it's even started. It feels quite unfair.
Yeah.
And I think relationships ending will often feel unfair, particularly if you didn't see them coming. But I think if it's one that was never really an official, quote-unquote, relationship, it's so unfair.
It does feel like it's ending... out of fear.
Yeah, it's premature.
Yeah, it feels that very strange when a situationship ends because it's kind of like we never even... Something is ending and we never even really gave it a chance. So it does feel incredibly, like, premature.
Mm.
And I think then you really don't see it coming. I think there's more room, more scope to not see that coming.
Because you kind of don't see anything because you're both working from totally separate realms and shedding... Just the slightest bit for each of you to pick up when you're in the seeing each other stage. Nothing, literally everything is left unsaid.
Everything. You have no idea what the other person's thinking.
Yeah, you have no idea what the person's thinking in the relationship, let alone in the breakup.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so fucking true.
The whole thing is such a blur. So that's why I originally thought, yeah, they're going to think that's more painful. Because I reckon there's a lot of it that is painful, more painful.
Mm. I also feel with the ending of a situationship, so I had an ending of a situationship, I would say, quite a while ago now, but it hit me really quite hard.
It hit me quite hard. I remember where I was when I heard the news.
Oh, I remember being where I was. I was about to watch The Handmaid's Tale, and I got, as many people will know, to be the long text, the long, long text that you get and your heart just sinks and it's horrific. And I was about to watch The Handmaid's Tale and I never fucking finished The Handmaid's Tale because now it makes me feel a bit sick. I remember lying in my friend's bed, and I never am a hugger. I never really let anyone touch me. And I had both my friends sort of hugging me and I was sobbing away. And then you came back and I was like, we were supposed to be going to a party that night. And I was like, I'm not going.
I was literally like running with all my might up the road on my way home. Like, oh my God, I need to get back. Like phone call. Like it was like you'd gone into labor or something. It was like, right, it was get in there and shut it down.
All hands on deck. Yeah. It's kind of like, we knew that would be bad. But boy, was it bad. Like also, I don't think as we know from all of the things I've said on this podcast, I've always been, I don't want a relationship. This was the one that I've spoken about before that changed my mind about me maybe wanting a relationship.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it hit me so hard when it ended. And I think it was hugely because of the lack of communication and clarity that is just inherent in a situationship, because you just don't discuss things in that way. There's no openness that there would have to be in a relationship. You've made no commitment in that way. There is just a huge confusion from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing when that ends, because you're just like, it honestly made me feel so sick and I was so upset.
Well, it's all up for interpretation, and obviously you interpret the worst, mm-hmm. because as we said earlier, which you guys didn't hear, you will always seek out the evidence that you're looking for.
You'll find the evidence for whatever you choose to believe.
Exactly.
And if you choose to believe they never liked you and I don't know, they were using you, not what I thought, but if you come up with some narrative, you're going to find the evidence. You're going to go through the backlog of info that you have, file it through and think, oh, well, that one thing he said there, that's because of that. Like,
yeah.
You're going to find it. Totally.
I really am thinking in life, not just about this topic, but just about everything. The more and more, I think coronavirus, sorry to trigger anybody. Ever heard of coronavirus?
It's like, what's that?
I think this has made me confront this, because I've always known this, but it's making me confront it, I think, a bit more directly, is that I'm really thinking and feeling at the moment as though so much of life is really not about you, which I know sounds silly.
So fucking true, yeah.
Really, you are just a number, and I am just a number, and everything is just a number, and you're kind of an amalgamation of the statistics that make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it really is about who you are, because you could be anything, really, in your mind.
Yeah.
But externally, you function as kind of the postcode of where you were born,
yeah.
And your bank balance and your skin colour and your gender. And beyond that, yeah. There's not really much scope for anything else to,
yeah, completely.
To play in. Do you get what I'm really thinking at the moment? Like, God, people really see themselves as the protagonist of their universe. Baby, no, honey, no. Like,
you read it wrong.
Honestly, you read it wrong. God never met you. God doesn't know you. And moreover, God doesn't exist. Like,
I was gonna say, God, we're starting from the different pages if we're going there.
Like, I think yeah. People think that everything is so personal, and it's such a direct, everything's either a direct attack or like a direct consequence of their achievements. Like, everything is about you. No, nothing is about you.
Yeah.
This was already decided probably way beyond the scope of your existence.
Yeah, I completely fucking agree. I had kind of an epiphany the other night where I realised that every single major life event that's happened in my life, good or bad, or not even good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, I'll say, was completely not a result of any conscious effort of myself.
Yeah.
Every major thing that's happened to me, so I don't even know, big life events.
Major arcana.
Yeah, they've all been major arcana cards, if you understand tarot at all. They've all just been, I have not made any effort towards them. So meeting my best friends, getting into this specific uni that I didn't even know I wanted, like all of big life events, I have had no say ever in those. They've never been, and all the things I've worried about and sort of stressed over and tried to kind of orchestrate myself,
Yeah.
They're not big. They're nothing to me now.
I just really think people massively overestimate the power that they have of their own lives. Like, you are not the puppeteer, I'm sorry to say. Like,
you have zero control.
Yeah, very much when it comes to how you're perceived.
And the narrative that you've sold yourself is bollocks.
Exactly. I think there are lots of things that you do have control over as an individual, but I largely think that this world functions with just a load of numbers, a load of digits, and they all just play out however they were
set up
to. I think the minute you were born, as my nan says, no child asked to be born.
Classic quote.
You didn't ask to be born. I mean, if you did, let me know how you did that, because I'm shook. Like, you didn't ask to be born, and yet here you are kind of going about your life, like, what are the chances that you're kind of mirroring what your friends are doing? What are the chances that mm-hmm. you kind of found common interest with that person who has a similar upbringing to you? Mm-hmm. What are the chances that your life is following this pretty cohesive narrative that, to be honest, you could have written at 9 months old?
Yeah.
You could have understood and projected that. You could have...
Yeah.
It could have been a premonition, and here it is playing out.
Totally. Completely.
In the same way. I know this is not about breakups, but I've been really thinking about it a lot.
It's so true, though. I completely agree. I've kind of been thinking the same thoughts in my own head, but we haven't discussed that.
That's cute. Yeah, nice.
How funny, our joint life.
Yeah.
But that is so true. It's literally, you have zero control anyway. So the narrative that you've imposed on yourself is, even things like, I'm a creative person. You were just told that you liked art when you were 3 and that's just stuck with you. If you just cancel that out now and think, what do you really enjoy doing? It might be creative things, but it might be something completely different. The narratives are so oppressive that we have kept on ourselves. I watched a YouTube video the other day, as I do, watch many YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
and it was actually about this girl, and she was saying, I am just not a creative person. I'm just so not a creative person. And I just thought, what fucking narrative are you fulfilling here?
You know what I find even worse than that? And I recently thought, God, I hate that. Are you a morning person or a night person?
Insane.
What, so now you're never going to work in the morning because you've convinced yourself that you're not a morning person, so you're never going to try that again?
Insanity. It's absolutely insanity.
Fucking pathetic. Look what you've done to yourself.
Yeah.
You've cut out, like, the whole first half of your day. Oh, I'm just such a night owl. What, so you're never going to have a healthy sleeping pattern ever again?
It's insane. It's absolutely
Stop
insane.
Stop making these crazy decisions about yourself. The big old labels weighing down on you. Why don't you just live a little and then see? Why don't you just give it 5 minutes and then see what happens, yeah?
Literally. Oh, it's so true.
No rush.
I also was speaking to my friend the other day, and she was like, I just got to focus on my career at the moment. I just want to focus on my career at the moment. For the next, I don't know, my 20s, I just want it all just about my career. It's like, oh, shut up. Just shut your fucking mouth. You don't need to do that.
Are we just arseholes?
This whole
thing is like, coronavirus just made me think I'm a cunt.
So fucking true, though. Because it's like, you don't need to impose a narrative on an entire decade of your life about, this is about my career, then my 30s are going to be about finding true love. Shut the fuck up. Just live your life.
It's like, you're 22 years old. Fucking hell.
It's all going to play out without your knowledge anyway. Time is ticking. Time is passing and things are happening. Things are just happening and they're not within your control. You fucking idiot.
You know what made me think it? And it was coronavirus. Sorry. It's like word vomit. I can't stop saying it. Coronavirus.
COVID-19. Yeah.
Was that I was thinking, of course, people are acting the way that they're acting in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just their role in society. Like, of course, I hate to say it, of course Mr. Cummings is doing what he's doing because the world told him that that's okay.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with the UK politics, a conservative, you don't, to be honest, you actually don't even need to know.
Just fuck the Tories.
But let's just say the rich will function as the rich and the poor will function as the poor and everything in between will be harmony and chaotic and you will have no control and that is just that.
But I also think that should not stop people from fucking tearing down the rich from their fucking disgusting houses.
Absolutely.
Rip them down, kill them, eat them alive. Doesn't make any sense. In that order makes no sense. But I honestly fucking... The fact that life is playing out in this very predictable way for each of us individually and on like a global level shouldn't stop us from having to find some kind of autonomy in the situation, because I do think the narratives
I think what's important is, I'm not saying you have no autonomy so just give up with your life, like you may as well die.
Yeah,
I'm saying understand the things that you have no control over and almost be so just click your fingers and just be so self-aware that you can see the situation that you've been placed into, and then you can pick and choose what you want to change, what you want to have in your life.
Totally.
Don't convince yourself that you're doing what you're doing because you wanted it. If you don't convince yourself that you have characteristics that you perceive to be negative because you're just a shit person. No, it's not about you. It's not about you.
Totally.
You were brought here against your will, and now you're dealing with the consequences. What have you been here, like 20 it's years? So you're still getting used to this fucking weird world. Like, you're just looking around thinking, what the fuck is going on here?
Literally, what is going on right now? What is going on right now? But I also think that's so fucking true, because I always think this, we've had many conversations about this, relating to, like, how people function in the world, i.e. like pretty privilege and things like that. We've had many conversations about this, as in, you can decide to be pretty. I know that sounds fucking insane, but I've
everyone's turning off.
Everyone is like, what? Everyone's clicking off.
Unsubscribe.
Like, she just lost her mind on tape. But you literally can. It's such a weird thing. I honestly can picture days where, oh my god, I actually need to phrase this right. I've seen people that are not objectively pretty function in the world as pretty people, and I've seen people that are objectively pretty function in the world as ugly people. It's so insane. Your narrative has so much control.
Yeah, you can see people who are conventionally unattractive posing in the world and benefiting from a privilege that doesn't naturally
apply to
isn't
them.
Naturally disposed
yeah,
to them.
It's insane. Yeah. It's an insane thing to witness, because so I know someone that very much functions in the world as a very popular, pretty person who kind of gets all the privileges of like a conventionally attractive person. And I remember saying, oh my god, they're just so pretty, of course, because they're so pretty. And someone was like to me, I don't think they're pretty. And it was such a strange moment where I thought, oh my god, you've literally, I know attractiveness is objective, but it's also not, to a certain level it's not. Society has imposed ideals.
Well, you can either be conventionally attractive or not. That is just plain.
There are completely patriarchal, horrific ideals imposed on women. And looking at someone and thinking they apply to those rules and realising they don't. They just occupy the world as if they do have those things. It's such a strange thing when you realise the narratives you've told about yourself. If that person had told themselves, I don't have these features that allow me to access this privilege, they wouldn't be accessing the privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad.
That's the thing. We say this all the time. Often, so often, the narrative and the perceived narrative surrounding a situation are often so much more significant and hold so much more weight than the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And they're often very different.
You can trick people. You can scam. You can scam the world.
You can manipulate the whole world.
It's so fucking true.
Because the whole world has manipulated you into thinking that you're nothing and you're just an insignificant nothingness.
It's honestly one of the biggest lessons of life that I realised is you genuinely, if you pretend to be anything, people fucking start to believe it.
Well, you can tell the world who you are. This is not about breakups.
I know. Should we start on breakups?
Should we reel it in? Yeah.
We're 25 in, minutes in. Well, those are just some life lessons. So I just want to read a few of the questions. One that was really good, that we both are quite hooked by, is one that said, I was ghosted by a guy who said he was in love with me. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. I like this one because, well, I don't like it. I hate that for you. But I just wanted to discuss how often men say honestly everything but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will do whatever they need to do to keep you wherever they want you to be.
Yeah. Fully.
I'm in love with you. In love with you. We just met.
Yeah. The thing that struggles me, that I... Oh, it's like, and you believed them. And you believed them.
Yeah.
Where's my pity?
Well, because we're brought up to be wanted so bad.
Yeah.
That you just want to be approved.
If you're not coming from such a perspective of lack, of you're desperate for that love, you're not going to accept it in such scrappy places.
Maybe I'm just jaded, but someone says to me, I'm in love with you, I'm going, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Or beyond that, I'm saying, show me. Because I don't see no love. I see like a weird little guy with scrappy little nails, scrappy little dappy do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the thing.
Do you know what I mean? I'm saying if I can't see the love happening, there's no point telling me. Well, I don't believe you.
Well, also, it's do you understand the word? Because there's the love languages, which we can easily get into, of the show me how you express your love. And also the idea, there's that book All About Love, which that says in it that love is a verb.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, love is a doing word. It's an active word. It's not about, it's not this feeling, this abstract feeling. It's you have to be showing that to be experiencing that. It's not a feeling internally for you just on your own that you can have. You have to be showing it.
I think it is as well, but
it's complex. But I think you cannot be saying to someone, I love you, without that being manifesting itself in the actual physical world in some way and expect any response.
So he's saying he's in love with you, but he's showing you that he won't text you for a couple of days and just disappear. And when you see him, he'll make you feel worse about yourself. So where is the love?
Mm-hmm.
Where is he in love with you? Yeah. Please show me.
Where is the love? People living, people dying. People hurt,
children
can't hear
hurting.
Them crying. Can't hear them crying.
No, you can hear them crying. Children hurting, hear them crying.
Oh, can you practice what you preach, or did you
turn the
other
cheek?
Father.
Father, 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 Father.
We're going to get copyrighted. Stunning. Yeah, I think that's a really interesting one. And I think, do you think men say I love you more than women?
Oh, I would love to know.
I would love to know.
Genius.
How can that poll ever exist?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have enough men to ask. I reckon boys say I love you more.
Yeah. As people say, like, the love bomb. I reckon that's like such a manipulative tool that men know they can use. A lot of men. Obviously, hashtag not all men, which we've been getting a few messages saying not all
but
men.
But also like, yes,
but
all
not
men.
All men, obviously, goes without saying. But I do think systemically, in the large picture of the world, saying I love you, men have watched enough rom-coms, have seen enough of patriarchal society to know that women will do whatever for you if they say that to you.
Also, just going back and talking about the larger picture, of course it's not all men, but it is all men, because think of how men function in the world, as in you're not just a man, you're a number.
Mm-hmm.
And part of being a man is part of your statistics that make you who you are. So yes, all men, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is not your individual actions of whether, well, I've never done that, well, my friends don't do that, I don't fucking care. I'm not talking to you.
Literally, how dare you come to this page and say that? Honestly, how the fucking audacity to come to a page of women discussing their own individual experiences and come in with not all men. Do you understand the patriarchy? Because yes, all men are allowed to function in a way that women could never. Idiot. Go get a history book. Go to a history class. Go to a GCSE history class.
That's the thing. They don't have the... They can't comprehend. They don't have the range to comprehend.
Oh, I'm getting out my coconut oil. I need to put some on.
All right, we're going to stop you there. We've got a mid-roll advert.
Lovely.
Very exciting. And very excited to announce that the sponsor for this episode is VGums. You guys may not know, but I know that Seffi for a fact knows my personal struggle to find vegan vitamins. And it really has. There's definitely been
some gelatin and some pork and some God knows what consumed in the process. So I'm so happy to have V-gums to hand every day.
They're absolutely amazing. And they're so yummy. Like, I would eat them as sweets.
Honestly, I wouldn't recommend that, but they are delicious. They're completely vegan and they come in obviously gorgeous, sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. They have a new omega-3 line, which is obviously fish-free, which is amazing.
So amazing.
They're just an easy way for you to find all of the essential vitamins that you may be lacking whether you're vegan or not, all in one little cute bear. Did I mention they're in the shape of a cute little bear?
They're so cute, and that's what would have sold me on them anyway, and they're good for you. My hair's thriving, my skin's thriving, my nails are thriving. I'm thriving in life, really.
Your world will change. So if you're interested, which I would highly, highly recommend that you are, you can get 20% off of your first subscription, which includes the omega-3 gummies, with the code PriestessPodcast. Thank us later.
And thank you so much, V-gums. We absolutely love you.
I just find it incredibly juvenile to throw around, I love you.
Same.
So manipulative as well.
It's very year nine, isn't it? And also, I think I'm particularly reserved with that word because it just holds such a significant weight. Have you ever just seen a relationship that they clearly don't love each other? Clearly, it's very, very obvious. Like, you know they've cheated on each other. There's clearly very, like, little to no love in this situation.
They're all made in Chelsea together.
Honestly. And it's love you every minute. Love you. Oh my God, love you. Don't, what are you doing? If this is anything, it's literally manipulation. There's nothing more here than just a manipulation.
It's a show.
Yeah, completely. Is there anything more distasteful than like performative love? It's so grotesque.
Honestly, distasteful.
It's gross.
Distasteful.
It's like tasting
bad.
We're
too classy to even entertain.
Distasteful, darling. But it truly is like disgust. Ugh, grim. So yeah, if a man is telling you, I love you,
just think about why. Why is he telling you that? Maybe it's because he loves you. Fine. Don't worry about me then. Don't worry about me asking you that. But if you're wondering, why did he say I love you? Just pose the question and see what you come up with.
Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting to think, why do they love me? Or why do they want me to say I love you? Because it's kind of that whole thing of like, did you come? It's like, why do you want me to come? For your ego or for me? Like, do you want to love me for your ego? Or do you want to love me because you do? Like, what is that rooted in? It's an interesting question to unpack for you in your individual lives.
Yeah, because you're literally just there to serve. You're literally just there to benefit them.
Mm.
Well, I think that's important. In what ways are you benefiting from the relationships that you're a part of, both romantic and, you know, in your friendships too, and just in your sexual relationships, just in life? Who's benefiting more from your company?
If it's not you.
I think chances are it's not you.
Yeah, I think as a woman, it's probably not you.
Well, if they've all said, yeah, I'd rather be the dumpy, I'd rather get dumped. So in what situation are you actually having a good time here?
It's so true.
Like, are you ever...
You don't need to be a martyr. You don't need to live like that. No one asked that of you.
No.
No one asked of that of you. What are you doing? Should we do another one?
Yeah.
Should we talk about the sort of, there are a lot of things about birthdays cropping up.
Yes, I found this funny.
Birthdays have been a recurring theme.
Everyone's getting dumped on their birthday.
Everyone's getting dumped on their birthdays or inviting their ex-boyfriend to their birthday.
That was bizarre. It did make me think you're getting dumped on your birthday maybe because everyone's just like a little bit arrogant on their birthday and they're just like, fuck it, I can't be with you any longer. Like, I'm out of here. I'm breaking up with you.
Genuinely, I need to not be near you on your birthday. You're like, it's my big day.
There's a level of cuntiness that accompanies somebody on their birthday that's just like, you know what, this is the final straw. And that's everyone's situation.
It's funny though, that was such a recurring theme. It kind of ties into the whole thing of like, can you be friends with your ex, blah 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 blah. I think, which, how many people said they could be friends with their ex on our poll?
Hundreds.
Maybe the question is too vague, could you be friends with your ex? But
yeah, I would love to know, in your experience, what does being friends with your ex look like?
Yeah, totally. Because I think the level of self-awareness and kind of lack of ego and pride and the ability to get rid of that narrative that you've built that needs to be there if you're going to be friends, in quote marks, with your ex, is not in most people. Most people do not have the ability to shut off that part of themselves and have the open discussion. The level of communication that's in most relationships that I've seen is not fucking good enough if you're going to be friends with zero pain.
Yeah.
With your ex. No. I absolutely think that is a very interesting facet of everyone saying that.
Yeah, I think it's just a prime example as well of the narrative being holding more weight than the reality, as in you've been told, mm-hmm. be friends with your ex, be friends with your ex. If you're mature enough, you can be friends with your ex. If there are no feelings involved, you can be friends with your ex.
And it's kind of being the cool girl.
Exactly. Why don't you just actually think about what you want and what is right for you and that other person? Because in what world does your specific scenario with two individuals match up and align to what the society is prescribing to you? It's a very rare and niche circumstance where that can play out healthily.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. Because also it's like, can you be friends with your ex, but are you sometimes having sex when you're drunk?
Are you friends with your ex, or you're going to be upset if they get married to somebody else?
Like, are you friends with your ex? Like, you do know what a friend means.
What is everyone's issue with just being acquaintance? You don't need to be up in everyone's business. You don't need to have all these friends, particularly when you've been sleeping with them for like 2 years. It's none of your business. And it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It's fine to just have people in the peripheries of your life and you can smile at them and say hey if you see them.
Genuinely.
You don't need to be in each other's fucking DMs.
I think a lot of people are friends with their ex in a way they wouldn't want to admit. And it's difficult to admit, so I fully get that. But I think a lot of people being friends with their ex is rooted in wanting to appear chill and cool and laid back, and just know that he is benefiting from that situation more than you are. On the grand scheme of life, of patriarchal life, he is benefiting from that way more than you, definitely.
And also because you can keep tabs on them.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps you stuck in this passive cycle of watching his life go by and meeting him once every 6 months to have a chat about something. It's like, what is this? Why are you
doing that? Have a catch up. Let's have a catch up. Let's go for a coffee and have a catch up. Ugh, you hate him. You hate him.
Yeah, always on his terms.
Yeah, you're going where he wants to go, when he wants to go. And he's also going to tell you how amazing the new girl that he's sleeping with is. So what part of that are you benefiting from?
I've seen so much unnecessary pain inflicted in the for the plight of being friends with your ex. It's not worth it. Why? You've got loads of other friends.
It's almost, yeah, if the relationship doesn't work out, if you didn't secure that, well, you can secure the friendship afterwards, still a win. No!
The ultimate loss.
Stop performing.
It seems so painful, and I will always just be so pro-block.
I think I'm pro-block because the majority of people probably need to block to get over. And then once you're over it, if you want to be friends, that's absolutely fine.
Totally.
But I think in most cases, you can't.
In the immediate stages. In the immediate stages of a breakup, of course, you can't go and sit in fucking Pizza Express with them.
Literally.
Don't be a fucking idiot. Don't be a fucking idiot. You think you can eat dough balls with this idiot?
No. Well, also, it's like you met this person under the pretense that you would be romantic with this person. So why would you continue a dynamic that was never there to begin with?
Mm.
You don't function as friends.
Completely. Remove the sexual desire from the situation. Remove all sexual energy from the situation. What, now you're just two people that know each other in a completely different context.
You came to know each other and settled into the flow of a romantic relationship. That didn't necessarily work. So what makes you think that you can then settle into the completely foreign flow of just being friends? That's not where you found yourself in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So why would that be the case now? That if you were born to be friends with that person, you got along, you probably would be friends already.
Completely that. Completely that. Oh my God, it's completely fucking that.
Yeah.
Why on earth? Why on earth?
For the show. And because you've been told that that's what's expected of you. To be like a complicit young woman who can just accept that, you know, he was going through a time. All of you are saying, oh my God, he had mental health problems and blah, 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 blah.
Isn't everyone saying
that?
That's the justification every time. Let's get into it because it's so complex.
I'm sorry I wasn't around. I was just been busy. I've just had some things going on. Like, I'm sorry I wasn't there. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, he makes me ill.
The theme of
my life is he makes me ill.
Yeah, it's my mantra. Like, we did get some, all of them were fucking amazing. Like, I absolutely love reading them and we're all going through the same things. The theme of them very much was making excuses for mediocre men. That was pretty much what was going on, was women scraping up the fucking scraps, cleaning up his life, and then making an excuse. Oh yeah, but he's going through quite a lot. his sister just got was ill. He just didn't get into uni.
To be honest, that's none of your business.
Genuinely.
It's none of your business. If you haven't set up the foundations in a relationship to have a secure and like healthy open floor for all of your insecurities and all of your troubles and all of the weights that and the baggage that you are both bringing as equals,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to manipulate those narratives
mm-hmm.
to get what you want from the other person. Oh my God, you make me sick.
Genuinely.
It makes me sick because he's literally just purely manipulating you to benefit from you in some way.
Yeah, he wants a mother.
Yeah.
He literally
wants a mother that he can have sex with.
Yeah, completely that. It's so depressing to see that everyone's situation is the same, yet everyone thinks they have a unique sort of angle. It's like, yeah, but he was depressed. It's like, yeah, but fucking everyone is depressed. One in three people is depressed, okay? Everyone
Who here isn't? Has depression.
Let's just face it, we're all fucking bummed, okay?
Because almost how could you be a human and not be?
Look around you. If you're not, your eyes aren't open.
Yeah, as you said earlier, I don't know if this made it into the cut or if this was in the rewrite. Sorry to keep bringing it up.
Don't even go there. So guts.
But if you're listening to this on an iPhone, you're aware of the pain that you're inflicting on others by having an iPhone and participating in capitalism.
This didn't go in.
In some way, if you're participating in the Western world, if you're participating in capitalism, if you're participating in the patriarchy, to be honest, I'd be shocked if you weren't, you are hurting others. If you're a white person in this world, you're hurting others. Me being here, I'm benefiting by the oppression of black people for hundreds of years
mm-hmm.
and still now today. Just me being here
is oppressive. Is oppressive to someone else.
Guys, you're not ready.
Well, this is what we were saying before with the thing of people saying that they would rather be dumped. They would rather be dumped than the dumpee. And I was doing a whole rant about
than the dumper.
Rather than the dumper. You would rather have pain inflicted on you than inflict pain on someone else. And we were saying that if you exist in this world, as we all do, we're all in this universe, this reality, unless this has made it into the parallel universe somehow where time flows backwards, can't wait. Then you live in a world where your existence inflicts pain on other people. You're listening on an iPhone, which was created by a child who gets paid 1p a day. Sorry, but your very existence is painful to people.
I also find it really interesting that the social desirability stretches far enough that it reaches a poll on an Instagram page called High Priestess, and people still, even then, are feeling like they need to push an image of, like, some virtuous, selfless, altruistic human being.
But I don't think they need... I don't think it's conscious. I don't think people think they need to push it.
No, that's why.
They genuinely have had to tell themselves that they are good to survive. But just everyone, it's fine if you're not good. No one here is good.
Well, what is good? How are you good? You're good what on your idea?
This is why I changed it earlier. When I didn't say good or bad, I said pleasant or unpleasant. Because it's like, actually...
Yeah. It's like, oh, the experiences were good under Persephone's idea of good.
Yeah.
Good and bad really is nothing from me versus you. Like,
so don't worry on our polls if you think, oh yeah, actually I'd rather inflict pain than be hurt. Because you would. You would. You can go and switch places with someone that's having a fucking terrible time. And we don't do it. Of course we don't. We choose to make... We struggle and struggle and struggle and strive to make our lives as pain-free as possible. Why on earth would you switch places when you could be the person that's inflicting pain to have pain inflicted on you? You wouldn't switch. You wouldn't. Because you don't. Every single day you prove that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So don't bother on the poll, guys. Just say the truth. Just say the truth. So there's so many to choose from. I'm actually like struggling to choose one. Like I'm overwhelmed with how many hilarious responses there are.
There were loads of funny ones.
One that has just caught my eye just now said he dumped me because he needed to, in quotes, find himself and then dates a girl from my year a week later, which is...
Oh my God.
I mean, it's painful and it's unsurprising.
Honestly, I hate men. Don't make me say it.
Don't, because you're going to get... Not all men would date you to find... Break you up with you to find yourself and then date a girl in your year. Like, no, not every fucking man would do that, but you fucking idiots.
I'm not talking to you.
It's like, this isn't about you. This is about
men. You know what one I found funny?
Oh, my God.
I screenshotted it. Because I just thought, you're actually telling us a joke. Like, you've actually told us a joke.
Knock, knock.
Well, someone... This wasn't the one that I was going to say, but someone said, we were 2 days before a holiday my parents paid for. Ugh, can I come? Like, take me instead.
Also, I would love to know, did you go?
Oh, I would love to know, did you go? Surely not with him. He wouldn't go.
I've seen it happen. I've seen crazier things.
Oh, fuck, where is it? Okay, sorry. Oh, I thought this one was crazy. Again, not the one I was looking for, but still crazy. Mm. I found out I was dumped when he turned up to the party with his new girlfriend. You're telling me jokes. You're actually doing stand-up.
You literally think you're James Acaster. What is going on? What the hell? Imagine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone said this, again, wasn't the one, but someone said travelled 8 hours Manchester to Cornwall to see him, and he dumped me at the train station. Oh, my God.
That, the audacity, the absolute fucking audacity. Oh, my God. How dare you? How dare you?
I'm absolutely shook.
Oh, my God. How dare you? I've been sitting on a fucking stinking train.
You know what that is then? Enjoy your stay in Cornwall.
Genuinely.
And now Cornwall is suddenly the Bahamas. You need to have the time of your life on
suddenly
your own.
Suddenly you're going down to get fudge. Like, you're literally like, Cornish pasty sounds fucking good.
Honestly, it had. That's the only way. That is the only way out. You're building sandcastles.
Oh, you have to. You absolutely have to.
Also, sorry, again, not the one I was looking for. A lot of people saying that their significant other got someone else pregnant and that was how they found out that they were dumped.
Fuck off.
Honestly.
Sorry.
Well, I guess I'm mummy then, huh?
The average age of our audience is quite young. I mean, yeah. What is going on?
Okay, found it.
I actually can't wait.
I tried leaving an emotionally abusive relationship and he tried forcing cat shit into my mouth. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that. Oh my God.
So I don't really understand, to be honest. I don't really have anything to say. Like, I mean, it was emotionally abusive. Like, I hope, I mean, I'm laughing, but also he tried forcing cat
also,
shit.
That's not
into
emotionally
your
abusive.
Mouth.
That's
He's
abusive.
Physically putting shit into your mouth from a cat.
Cat shit. I hope they have a cat. Imagine
he comes to all situations carrying cat shit, just in case.
He's premeditating to put the cat shit in her face. He's gone around to the neighbours, got the cat shit.
Also, I tried leaving an emotionally abusive relationship. Well, I hope you're out of it.
That's
now.
That's mental. If you guys are, guys are trying to ease the pain in any way for people that try and put cat shit in your gob, I cannot. You're lost. You're lost to me.
Honestly, I can't. I can't with you guys.
That's mental. What the hell?
I just really can't tell you enough how much all of the situations are so similar.
They're the same. There's little details like
the cat shit one, I guess, is kind of an anomaly. I'll give you that. Fair enough. Fine. That was pretty unique. Fine. But all of the others are very, like, you're all echoing the same experiences.
Yeah. Should we do the one, should we do the other question box, the how people get over things?
Yeah. Let's see if there were any good suggestions.
I need some positivity of, like, how people... Like, how did you get away from the cat shit boy?
Well, it's not all positivity. Someone said downloading Tinder.
It's a tried and tested method. Love it.
No, I hate that.
Do you?
Well, I think it's really problematic. I think it's probably going to pose a lot of problems for the majority of people. I think if you've come to a place where your tried and tested route of getting over somebody is finding someone new to have sex with, you're signalling an issue to me there, probably.
The problem is you don't know what you want at that point. But I also think that is a very almost masculine, systemically, societally masculine attitude of, oh, I'll just replace them then. That is very common situation for men when they get out of a breakup to just go on Tinder and just date around. So I actually, even though it's not healthy, it's by no means a healthy thing to do. I'm not anti-women doing that. It's very sort of dismissive of what your relationship was and all of that. And I'm not anti, even though it goes without saying you have to know yourself before you do anything like that.
Yeah. There's a facet of it which I really love, which is that they are replaceable. And now you see that.
Mm.
So you know that now you can replace people in your life. People in your life are disposable. You are the thing that stays the same. And again, that points me to you were the thing that you should be taking care of. So why, when someone leaves you, do you constantly look for a replacement?
Yeah.
Even though you know they're replaceable, why do you need to replace them? Do you get what I mean?
Totally. I completely agree.
So people saying either getting with someone new or just focusing on themselves. Oh my God, I love this one. Remembering who the fuck I am and red wine and painting. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Like, kind of, can I move in with you?
That sounds really stunning.
Doesn't that sound quite dreamy?
Kind of my dream night in. Remember who I am. Stunning. Drink some red wine. Oh, stunning. And paint.
Stunning.
That's so great.
I think it's important. People are saying allowing myself to feel for a bit and then occupying my time. Like,
yeah.
Working on myself. Great.
Someone said reading validating.
Yes. Ugh, cutie pies. I just remembered, but I didn't check my turnip prices this morning.
Oh no.
And now there's going to be new ones later.
Can we have an Ica Marana update?
It's going really well.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Erin's Animal Crossing Island.
Yeah, if you're new here. I mean, even if you're not new and you're just a normal person and you just don't know what I'm talking about. Animal Crossing, I'm obsessed. You should be obsessed too. Like, I would highly recommend.
I still haven't done it yet.
Sorry. Yeah, to be honest, I'm annoyed, but whatever. Your gift is honestly waiting and taking up storage in my home, so...
I really want it more than anything.
Please. Guys, can you tell her to get it?
The thing is, I can't spend £200 on a gift.
Of course you can.
To access the gift you bought me, I have to spend £200 of my money to buy a machine and a game and then go get a gift.
But I've got you something really good.
I know.
So if you guys don't know this story... I was in my Nook's Cranny store one day and I saw the most perfect thing and I bought
it
for me and I also bought it for Seffi, even though she doesn't have it yet. God, what a good friend that I literally saw something and thought, Seffi would love this. It's not even fucking real. And I bought it. I spent my hard-earned bells on that.
You were shaking trees all day to get that.
Honestly, and now she doesn't want to get it, so I can't give it to her. So please convince her to get Animal Crossing.
Thing is, I am convinced.
You're not, though, because it hasn't happened.
It's going to happen.
To be honest, I need to get you drunk. I need to take advantage of you. I think our overarching message is that it's really important for you all to know that you really do deserve better than... the scrappy daffy doos that you're settling with.
Yeah. I think we need to do another episode on red flags because I think people aren't seeing them early enough.
Yeah, something's not quite clicking with you guys. Something's not quite sinking
in. We've said many times, so some people were writing in, oh, they said they loved me and then they ghosted me. The love you was the red flag. That's not...
You know, one thing I'll just quickly say, we did get a lot of messages saying, after we broke up, he kept doing this, blah, blah, blah. Why does he still have access to you?
This is the... Yeah.
And I think whether you've broken up or not, whatever the situation is, if someone is making your life harder, why are you giving them access?
Yeah. Oh, I had to answer because blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. This person, it's so hard, is not your responsibility. I understand it's so hard to switch it off, but this is when you need a strong network of people around you and a strong opinion of yourself. Them ringing you at 2 a.m. whilst they're drunk and they've been out, you cannot answer that fucking phone. What are you doing?
No, the only exception I'll give you is if your safety is being compromised.
Completely, yeah.
And we're not talking about that. We're just talking about...
I'm always, always prioritise yourself. If your safety is being harmed, of course, you're prioritising yourself. In this relationship, you cannot. The relationship is ended. He cannot have access. No. No.
Just anyone in your life. Simple. Anything in your life not good for you. Just suck it off. Just get
this
rid.
This is so simple.
It's crazy. No. I think if you take anything away, if you're still listening, if you take anything away from this podcast, please let it be that you don't have to make your life miserable to make other people feel better about being in your company. People should be blessed to be in your company. They should be so lucky.
That's the takeaway.
And that's the tea.
That is the lesson. That is the takeaway. Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway.
Oh my God, stunning. A Moana reference.
Yeah.
Well, funny, just to pull back, I was going to name my island. We went through this. Remember, I was going to call it Motunui, which is the Moana Island.
I love it. It all links back. This is what we do. We're clever. We'd had that thread going throughout. That was
planned. Foreshadowing.
That was the planned ending, all linking back. Love it.
Perfect.
Stunning.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you so
Genuinely, thank you. Wishing you all well.
I hope your life is good.
Hope you're absolutely thriving.
Not good. I hope your life is pleasant. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Okay, thanks guys.
Thanks guys. Bye.
Bye. Imagine we had to re-record. Sorry again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.